This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. I'm Sydney Stell with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. A busy portion of North Academy Boulevard is back open after a sinkhole shut it down this weekend. Colorado Springs police say the road was closed between Pikes Peak and Bijou. Crews originally responded to a fire hydrant being hit around midnight, but the stretch of road is now reopened to traffic. If you're traveling through DIA soon, some new technology could help you reunite with any items you may leave behind. The airport just upgraded its lost and found system with some high-tech innovations. The new software allows airport workers to take a picture of any lost item, and the software will search for serial numbers or any text and automatically index it into a database, meaning when passengers submit a claim for their lost item, the system will automatically search for it. The airport says on average they process 2,600 lost items per month. A suspect is on the loose after a road rage incident in Colorado Springs. Police say the incident started when two drivers had an altercation at a stop sign, leading the drivers to actually get out of their cars. Then one of them hit the other with their car, dragging him for some time before shooting him in the shoulder. CSPD told us the man was shot in the shoulder near his heart and was taken to the hospital where he underwent surgery. We have not received any word on the condition of that victim, but police also say they don't have a suspect in custody at this time. And a woman in Arapahoe County accused of homicide was shot by police on Friday. Officials say deputies confronted the woman, but she ran and then pulled a gun. Deputies shot her several times. She died at the scene. Arapahoe Sheriff's officials say the woman did not fire any shots. They say she was wanted since late July for a homicide in Denver. Hate crimes in Colorado reached a record high last year, according to a recently released FBI report. The Bureau's annual report found a total of 281 reported hate crimes last year in Colorado, compared to 225 the year before. The last time the number of reports was this high was nearly 30 years ago, and only 227 of the 246 law enforcement agencies in Colorado reported hate crime data last year. Three Pikes Peak area school districts just issued new guidance on masks in schools. In District 11, elementary school students and all staff will now have to mask up starting on Tuesday. District officials say that requirement will last for 30 days and will then be reevaluated. D11 says the school office will have masks available for elementary schoolers if they forget a mask or need a new one. That mask mandate applies regardless of vaccination status. This comes after Widefield School District 3 and Harrison School District 2 also implemented mask mandates this week. That's a look at your top headlines. For more, head to KRDO.com. I'm Sydney Stell. Have a great Sunday.
From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Nick Carter. For the rest of the evening, fair skies and a light northwesterly breeze. Temperatures will be in the 60s and 70s. Then for tonight, we're looking at mostly clear skies, low about 50 to 55 degrees with a light northwesterly breeze. Labor Day, hazy sunshine. It happens after 3 p.m. when the winds shift around to the north. We'll get some smoke from western Colorado. It's going to be very warm, highs in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. Very warm and dry for the rest of the week with highs in the upper 80s. That's your forecast on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.